Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is six times distilled till it's just right, and naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything, from the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys. Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
Boomerang Geo,
BT, it's out.
Kevin and Tiki,
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. The New York Mets beat the Detroit Tigers earlier Monday afternoon in a barn burner, and that's what the Mets have been doing lately. They just continue to go through these battles because their pitching cannot prevent runs from scoring. They just are terrible. But the lead, the story, the miraculous part about this Monday is that Juan Soto has been told or has been spoken about as having a terrible season, that Juan Soto is not worth this 15-year deal, is not worth the $765, maybe potentially $800 million he's going to get. Juan Soto's disappointing. Juan Soto's not the guy that the Mets thought they were getting. And if that's the case, if this Juan Soto that we've seen for the first, 5 months of the season, April, May, June, July, August, now it's September. It's just started, September 1st. If this is the Juan Soto that we've seen so far that is bad, Mets fans, get ready, because he is going to put on a show for the next 14 years after this, because this year is unbelievable. He hit his 36th home run of the season. He single-handedly put the Mets up twice today, once when they were in deficit, once when they were tie game, but big hits, not a bases loaded walk, which draws in a run, or a little single that kind of falls in. No. Early in the game, the Mets are up 3-2, down 3-2 after being up 2-1. But of course, Sean and I can't keep the freaking lead. We'll get to him in a minute. And Juan Soto, in a spot where we've seen him not many times this season, but we've seen him enough, with bases loaded, with runners in scoring position, Juan Soto has done something for the first time this season as a New York Met, and that is take a ball deep, home run, and put up at least three runs. He has yet to hit an actual three-run home run. Instead, he went for the grand salami, a grand slam home run. His first home run, first three or more home run for Juan Soto in a huge spot. You're in Detroit. You're on the road. Manaya's first pitch of the game went out of the ballpark. Was a home run. Mets were down 1-0. They fought back. We're up 2-1. Then Manaya loses the lead again, 3-2. And they're in a spot where there's two outs, bases loaded. And Juan Soto, you know, is patient. We could be as frustrated with Juan Soto, whatever he does. But he sent this ball to right center field. And it was out of here. And it was a no-doubter and a huge home run to put the Mets up 6-3. Now, obviously, the Mets do what the Mets do these days and allow the Detroit Tigers to come back. Tigers have an okay team. I mean, they're in first place in their division, but I think they're even first place in the American League, which, again, is not saying much, to be fair. I don't trust the Tigers. I always call them the paper Tigers. But that being said, a little bit later in the game, Juan Soto up with a man on second and third. And what does he do? He puts the ball down the right field line and gets a two-run triple to give him another lead to make it 8-6. And then thankfully, Nimmo, then puts them up 9-6, and eventually they score a 10th run, and final score is 10-8. So those two hits that Juan Soto had six RBIs today. His final total was 2-for-3, six RBIs, one triple, one home run, and the two big hits that he had were huge, and yet they weren't even the deciding factor because the Mets are so bad right now defensively and pitching-wise. It is a joke. But for anyone to now sit there and say and criticize that Juan Soto is having a bad season, if this is a bad season, then I can't wait for his good one. I can't wait for a decent season from Juan Soto because this is a bad one, and he's batting 257. He's hit his 36th home run. He just drove in 90th RBI on Monday. There's a full month of the season to go. He's already walked 110 times. He's already scored 100 runs. He did get caught stealing today. He finally got caught stealing after he actually stole what would have been his 27th base, but Pete Alonso swung and fouled the ball off. Juan Soto stole a base in this game, but Pete Alonso swung, fouled the ball off, so he got called back to first base and then got picked off. Otherwise, he would have been his 27th stolen base. The guy is going to go 30-plus home runs, 30 stolen bases. He's going to hit 40 home runs. I'm sorry to shock the world here. It's a month left of the season. He's got 36. He's going to drive in over 100 runs. This is a bad season. I thought, from what I was told, the only reason why he hit as well as he did last year was because he was batting in front of Judge. That's what I was told. Within a Yankee uniform, that's why Juan Soto did so well. Never has he ever hit 40-plus home runs and driven in 100 RBI. And he won't do it again. Well, he's about to. There is a month left. It's September 1st, people. There is a month left of the season. If you don't think he's going to be able to put up four home runs and 10 RBIs in the next month, well, I hate to break it to you because he's hit four home runs and 11 RBIs in the past four games. Okay? That's where he's at right now. That's how good he's been. Now, the Mets, on the other hand, they are terrible. They are hard to watch right now. But Juan Soto is a freaking joy. And again, there were so many frustrating moments with the season with Juan Soto because we were dying for these big hits. And what he's done now, he's just started to put them out every day. It started where in the beginning of the season, you'd get frustrated because he'd walk, he'd keep the bases moving, but but keep the batting line moving. But he himself wouldn't, you know, like we said, runners in scoring position wasn't so fantastic. But now he's at that pace where he is putting it on his shoulders. He is delivering those big hits, and he's on fire. And he hasn't stopped now since, like, what is it, July, early July? The last 2 months, he has been unstoppable. And it's good to see, because you know that Juan Soto is motivated to continue to do this for the next decade plus. Because a reminder to everybody, anybody that thinks, well, he got paid, so he doesn't care anymore because he's got all the money he could ask for. Well, just a reminder, he's got a fifth-year option, right? After 5 years, he can opt out of the contract. The Mets can easily say, no, sir, you're staying right here. We will give you an additional $5 million per year, which that brings up his total pay to about $8.10, $8.15, something like that. Well, yes, that is a lot of money. $800 million in 15 years, a lot of money. But if he sucks, if he doesn't put up the numbers, if he's not clutch Juan Soto, if he's just a mediocre player for the next 5 years, do you think the Mets are going to want to sign him or to lock him up for another 10 years and add on another $50 million? No, they're actually not. David Stearns? David Stearns doesn't want to pay anybody. You think he's going to want to pay Juan Soto to suck? No chance. So Juan Soto, in the back of his head, is saying, I still got money I got to make here, so I have to put up. No matter what, still have to put up. Plus, there's bonuses for so many different things. Remember, what did he miss out on? He missed on $100K or whatever it was for not making the All-Star game. He is, I don't want to say money whore, but that's what he is. He wants the money. He said, pay me, bitch, and he wants it. He wants every last dollar. So don't think that this is going to be, oh, well, for all the people that were saying he was never going to live up to that contract and may have changed their mind now because he's that good again and his numbers are that good again, this is not the end. This is not the end, my friend, okay? This is just the beginning. So Juan Soto has put the Mets on his back, thank goodness, because without him, it would be a rough go of it right now. Yes, the Mets continue to score runs, but the bullpen and the pitching staff just continues to give it right back. Sean Manaea on the first pitch of the game gives up a home run. He can't keep a 6-3 lead. The bullpen comes in and gives up more runs. Tyler Rogers, thankfully, had a clean inning for the first time in forever. And then guess what? They bring back Ryan Helsley, who can't give a clean lead. It's 10-6. And nope, he's got to give up runs. He just has to. It's part of his DNA with the Mets. Let's just give up some runs because that's going to make me feel better about myself. At least that's how it feels, because that's what Ryan Helsley does these days. All right. Manaea, 3 2/3, 5 earned runs. Giovanni Soto, again, Soto, not the run, not Juan, Giovanni. Is it not? No, I keep on doing that. It's not Giovanni, it's Gregory, geez. Gregory Soto, 2/3, 1 earned run. Remember, by the way, Sean Manaea was one of those guys where didn't come, his first game he pitched was the day before the All-Star break. And a lot of people were saying, and I maybe I misheard this, but I thought a bunch of people were thinking, oh, well, you know, Sean Manaea, he's kind of like, if they don't have to make a trade, it's fine because Sean Manaea added to this rotation is kind of like a trade deadline deal. Well, he sucked since he's been acquired from the injured reserve, okay? Again, 3 2/3 innings, 5 earned runs, 8 hits. He did strike out 6. What would he do? His ERA is 5.6 with a whip of 1.24 in the – how many games has he started? In the – is it 10? Has he started 10? In the 9 games he's pitched – 10 games he's pitched in, yes, 10 games, his ERA is a 5.6 with a whip of 1.24. That's not good enough. Gregory Soto, like I said, gave up a run. Stanek surprisingly went 2/3 of an inning and didn't give up anything. Of course, he didn't strike anybody and he gave up a walk. Tyler Rogers, finally clean inning for the most part, even though he did give up a hit. Ryan Helsley, like I said, 2/3 earned run. Brooks Raley, an inning and an earned run. Edwin Diaz had to come in for an inning and a third because you can't trust anybody these days. Even Edwin Diaz the other day couldn't keep the ball in the ballpark or couldn't keep the Marlins from scoring. He gave up 2 runs on Saturday. So no one has been good in the bullpen. And I blame this on one person. And I you know, it's a shame because I keep on saying I like him. I think he does a good job. I think he's going to bring a championship to the Mets. I'm excited for what he's going to do. But this year, starting from the offseason into the regular season, into the trade deadline, David Stearns has been the smartest man in the room, and unfortunately, he's too smart for his own good because it hasn't worked out, okay? You want to go through the offseason where Garrett Crochet got traded, but can't trade for a top-end starting pitcher. Can't. You know, Sean Manaea, Kodai Senga, those are top-end pitchers, according to the Mets metrics. But they're really not. That's the problem. They really never were. Sean Manaea had a great season last year. Maybe everyone thought that he figured something out enough where, hey, that could be sustainable. But Sean Manaea is not that guy. He's not the ace of the staff. He can't do it. Kodai Senga clearly is not an ace of the staff. He can't do it either. David Peterson has hit a wall. You know, last year we've seen David Peterson go up and down. We've seen David Peterson go, have these moments throughout late in the season where last year David Peterson was one of the reasons why they were pitching so well, right? It was because David Peterson, towards the end of the season, David Peterson, Manaea, I'm trying to think who else, Severino, even though Severino kind of fallen towards the end, Quintana, a bunch of those guys in the last month of the season were lights out. But David Peterson has a history of kind of hitting these walls earlier in the season, right? And it's been bad. But there were opportunities to try to fix this staff. When you saw Manaea go down, when you saw Senga go down, when you saw Montas, which was better off that he didn't pitch at the beginning of the season because this would have been even worse. But when he was hurt and you're like, oh, he was someone we're going to rely upon, there were moves that could have been made. There were ample moves to try to bulk this starting pitching up because, yes, Griffin Canning was here. But then he went down at the end of June, right? So this is 2 months that Griffin Canning has not pitched. There was a month there where Manaea was not back yet. Montas wasn't back yet. Griffin Canning was out for the season. There were moves that could have been made. Again, Shane Bieber got traded. Shane Bieber. Again, what would it cost to get Shane Bieber here? I got to be honest, I don't care. Because what you gave up, the Mets gave up 12 prospects. 12 prospects for Gregory Soto, for Tyler Rogers, Ryan Helsley, and Cedric Mullins. 4 guys who have done absolutely nothing. Cedric Mullins is 0-14, 0-15, if I'm correct. Maybe even more now. Hold on. Oh, he got – no, he didn't even get a hit today. Cedric Mullins is now 0-15 in his last 15 at-bats. 0-15. He's not as good of a defender even than Tyrone Taylor. But we had to get an upgrade. Couldn't get Harrison Bader. Nobody wants to talk about Harrison Bader. Let me talk about Harrison Bader for you guys real quick because I'm sick and tired of people being like, oh, you just love Harrison Bader because he went to Eastchester. Yes, I love Harrison Bader because he went to Eastchester. That is true. Yes, he is an ELL guy. That is part of the reason why I'm so happy for him. But let's just see what he's done in Philly. Again, remember, in Minnesota, 12 home runs, batted .258 and OPS .778. Okay, fine. Not the greatest, but better than Cedric Mullins, better than Tyrone Taylor, better than Luis Robert Jr., okay? There's three guys that they were considering better than all three of them.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With Philly in 25 games, two home runs, whatever. One of them was against, was it Ryan Helsley? Was that what it was? I think it was Ryan Helsley. He gave up the home run. In the 25 games he's played for the Phillies, batting .293, .825 OPS, on base of .372. Again, two home runs, a triple, four doubles, 11 runs scored. I don't know how many RBIs he's had. 22 hits, 75 at-bats. Batting .293 with an .825 OPS. Not one of those other three between Taylor, Cedric Mullins, Luis Robert Jr. None of those other three come close to that. Couldn't even hit his .256 batting average with a .778 OPS. And what he's doing with the Phillies is probably what he would have done with the Mets, because Harrison Bader, when healthy, is a much better player than anybody wants to give him credit for. And defensively, we know how good he could be and how much range he covers. We're watching Cedric Mullins make plays, and it's scary. It's not easy. He's not making it easy, and he's not hitting the ball, and he's not getting on base. What a freaking waste. Ryan Helsley, he's a waste. Tyler Rogers, yes, good. I mean, he's you pitch him almost every day, but he's given up too many hits and too many runs. He's coming to games to get the final out of an inning, and he can't do it before he gives up the lead. Gregory Soto continues to show he's not as good as we originally thought he was the first week or two of the season when the Mets acquired him. These are four bums that David Stearns went and said, we can bring these guys in and we'll solidify our bullpen. We'll have an upgraded center field and we're good to go. We got everything else in the bag. It's fine. Don't worry about it. You could say, well, he didn't know Manaea and Senga were going to be this terrible. But why did you have faith in this pitching staff? The one guy that we could say all season long hasn't really changed has been Clay Holmes. And that's the guy that's pitched. I mean, he's above his innings pitched now by probably 100 or close to it. He's at least doubled his production, in a single year. And we're going to rely on him in a playoff or in a playoff race? What are we doing? The strategy is completely flawed from jump. And now we're getting, and now like Tyler McGill is going to come back. Oh my God. That's what we're looking forward to? That's the guy that's going to put us over the top? Listen, I'm glad that Nolan McClain's here. I'm glad that Jonah Tong is here. I'm hoping Brandon Sproat gets here. I'm hoping that we don't have to see Sean Manaea or this version of Sean Manaea or Kodai Senga or Tyler McGill or even Clay Holmes start a game in the playoffs, because that is going to be a brutal day for Mets fans. Remember when Chris Bassitt took the mound in 2022 and shit the bed? And everyone was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I mean, he was just so terrible. He was the ace of the staff all season. He was the one guy that you could rely upon. And then he had a wall. Well, the wall has been hit by every single pitcher, not named Jonah Tong, not named Nolan McClain. And we don't know about Brandon Sproat if he's even going to get called up. But that's the thing. It's like we're desperate now. The Mets are desperate. The Mets fans are desperate because the starting pitching cannot keep a lead. They can't go deep in a game. And then the bullpen comes in and they can't hold down the fort. So there's like 9 innings of crap pitching going on. I don't know how you're going to last. You can't. But the funny thing is, the signs were there for the first 2 months of the season. The only difference was it was a fresh bullpen, so no one's arms were completely shot. The starting pitching did a good enough job because they weren't getting hit upon. And remember, in the beginning of the season, the one thing that you usually have to think of is pitchers are usually ahead of the hitters. So yeah, it makes sense that the first month or two of the season, the pitching is lights out. It should make sense. It does. And then once the hitting catches up, it's a game changer. And that's what happened. And we all just turned a blind eye and said, oh, but look what they did in the beginning of the season. They should be fine. It's a joke. And I love David Stearns. I think he is a very smart guy. I love what he did in Milwaukee, but he was trying to be way too smart right here in New York. He was trying to be way too smart and too cute, and it backfired. It backfired miserably. And there were so many moves he could have done. And again, you say, what moves could he have done? I named Shane Bieber. If you want to go Zach Littell, you could have done that. You could have gone for Trevor Rogers with Baltimore. Again, I'm not telling you that, oh, it was going to be an easy trade to get Trevor Rogers. But if you think that you traded 12 guys away and that you couldn't have figured out a package with those 12 guys for a Trevor Rogers, a Sandy Alcantara, a Zach Gallen. And by the way, Sandy Alcantara, I know nobody wants to hear this, but that guy would have been perfect for the New York Mets. And everyone could say, oh, well, they would have asked for McClain. They would have asked for Tong. They would have asked for Sproat. I don't think so. I don't think that Sproat, Tong, or McClain had to be in a trade for Trevor Rogers, had to be in a trade for Sandy Alcantara, had to be in a trade for Zach Gallen, had to be in a trade for Shane Bieber. I don't believe so. Show me where that was the case. Which team said, in order to get this guy, you need to give me this guy. Give me that. I want to see that in writing. I want to see a reporter come out and say, yeah, Shane Bieber, they inquired, but they said they wanted Nolan McClain. They said they wanted Jonah Tong. And Jonah Tong has pitched one game, and I'm sitting here saying, I think I have more trust in that guy than anybody else on the staff, because you know it was a jittery first start for Jonah Tong. He only went 5 innings, but he fought. And if it wasn't for the 2 big-time errors from Lindor and Alonso, he would have only given up 1 earned run, which he did only give up 1 earned run, but he would have given up 1 run, period. There were 3 unearned runs because Alonso and Lindor, botched some plays. This is this pitching staff right now is so gut-wrenching. It churns my stomach. It's not, it can't last this way. You're not going to get a month of playoff race baseball and win and get to the playoffs with that type of pitching. It's going to be impossible. It's going to be impossible.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But kudos to Juan Soto because a lot of negativity towards that man all season long. Guys, everyone laughing. Oh, congratulations. You got Juan Soto. He sucks. Well, again, like I said, if this is Juan Soto sucking, I cannot wait to see him be an MVP, be a silver slugger. I can't wait. I am totally and utterly happy with Juan Soto. This is like the Francisco Lindor conversation all over again. It's like people are jealous that somebody actually said they wanted to be a Met. I mean, and that's what it kind of feels like. It's like people are actually jealous. And I don't care. I don't need that. It doesn't make a difference to me. If you are, you're not, I don't care. But that's how it comes off. That you guys are, that not you guys, but that certain people are out there jealous that there are actually players that are saying, you know what? I'm going to be a Met. I want to be a New York Met. I want to bring a championship to the Mets. Yes, I want money, but I'll take Steve Cohen's money. In the past, people would not have taken the Wilpons' money. It just wasn't going to happen. People are gladly lining up now to take Steve Cohen's money. And that's a good thing. Now, the final step is stop playing small market ball here, David Stearns, and go get the pieces needed. And unfortunately, this year's too late. We're moved on. We have moved on. There's nobody else you can add to this team unless they're on the 40-man roster already or on the team already. You can't trade for anybody. There's no free agent you can pick up. There's nobody that's gotten thrown on waivers that you can claim. End of story. Your postseason roster is basically what you got on your team right now. But this is a message, because if they don't make it to the playoffs, if they fail, David Stearns has got a lot of answering to do. And it's all based around him being extremely cheap, and not even cheap, stupid. For a smart guy, stupid moves. Frankie Montas, a two-year deal for $34 million, gave him the option to sign another year for $17 million. I know he has got Tommy John. I feel so terrible for him. But I don't feel terrible that he's making $17 million not to pitch next year for us. That's the only way I'd want him on the team. That's the only way I'd want him on the Mets, is to not pitch for us. Let him be in the dugout. Let him be with the team. That's fine. I don't want to see him pitch. He's no good. What a waste of money. Smart guy. For a smart guy, David Stearns did a lot of stupid moves. All right. Listen, I know it's been a half an hour. Usually these things are about 15, 20 minutes, but I got excited. Juan Soto got me very excited, and the Mets winning got me excited. But as of you listening to this tomorrow on Tuesday, if anybody's listening to this on Tuesday, that means we are 2 days away from football, Wednesday, Thursday, right? Is that how to count it? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So 3 days, whatever it is. Football's around the corner. This is a big week. Everybody's back from vacation, meaning Boomer and Gio, meaning BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki, Keith McPherson, Chris McMonagle, you name it. The regulars are back. The players are back. And we're going to have a lot of football conversation going on this week. On BT and Sal alone, I know this for a fact, you're going to have Brian Baldinger. You're going to have Anthony Beck join. You're going to have Nick Costos with the picks later on. There's going to be other guests that we're going to bring in as well. So get ready. It's going to be a lot of football as we preview week one of the NFL, and the Giants and the Jets are back, and I'm excited. And we got the playoff races going on. The Yankees, this is a big – they had the bye on Monday. They had a day off on Monday, but now they are in a 12-game gauntlet against the Astros, I believe it's the Toronto next, then the Tigers, and then the Red Sox. Whatever the order is, I'm confused now, but those are the four teams that they're playing the next 12 games. It's Astros, Blue Jays, Tigers, Red Sox. Four teams that are in the playoff hunt right now. This is a true test for the Yankees. Now, they don't have to, you know, sweep. They don't have to go 8-4 to make the playoffs, because their last 13 games are against teams that are completely done and out of it. So on the other, so it's a 12-game run where it's going to be really a litmus test of who the New York Yankees are, followed by teams that are out of it and have nothing to play for, but try to, you know, maybe knock you down a peg. We'll see how it goes, but we know the New York Yankees can definitely handle those teams that are lower class citizens. How will they fare up against these four teams, the Astros, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, and the Red Sox? It's going to be a big week, a big, big stretch for the Yankees. Playoff races are here. It's a month to go. Finally down to the nitty gritty. Football's back. Before you know it, we'll be at basketball and hockey, and then it's all with no holds bar. But thank you so much for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. You can always follow me at Hoff, WFAN. We will be back with Errico Brogna on Wednesday after the series is over. I will have a WFAN Daily every day for you during the week. So listen, football season's here. Baseball season is on fire right now. One month to go. Every day during the week, Monday through Friday, I'm going to give you a WFAN Daily. You'll probably get one on Saturdays as well, because when I travel with the Giants, which I do, when I travel with the Giants, I'm away and I got nothing to do on Saturdays. So might as well give you an extra WFAN Daily, you know? Plus, I do my show on Saturday mornings 2 to 5, so you could always listen to me there. And then maybe I'll just make that the WFAN Daily. We'll see. Maybe I'll give you seven of them. Maybe I'll give you one every day because there's so much content in the next 3 months, 4 months. It's chaos. And this is what we love. The sports season has arrived. This is it. You want a football? We got football. Let's freaking go. All right. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app. All those shows I mentioned earlier, Boomer and Geo, BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki, Keith McPherson, Chris McMonagle, everybody, you can get those shows live on Odyssey app. You can get them, delayed. You can get the podcast versions of them. You can go fast forward, whatever it is. You could do that all in the Odyssey app. And don't forget, that's also where you can get the Rico Bronya, WFAN Daily, anything else. But you could also get all of this stuff on any other platform that you get your podcast. It doesn't make a difference. It's everywhere. It's easy. Just hit WFAN and you will find it somewhere. And like and subscribe to the YouTube page too, please. Because these things pop up all over the place, random times. So just be on the lookout. Thank you again, @HoffWFAN. That's me. All social media, go find me. But thank you again for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I will see you guys with BT and Sal tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Peace out.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.